Now work it good.
Yo, it's International Aces Podcast. We're officially back in the building, but I'm not doing any more solo episodes, man. We are officially back with your boy Noah B.
It's your boy Miz. Y'all know, niggas, I'm back.
He's back.
Doing mad solo episodes. I act like he was doing mad solo episodes.
I act like I released hella episodes. I actually didn't drop shit, but like I dropped one solo. I think I might have dropped one. Maze was telling me the whole time. He's like, bro, keep dropping the episode. Nah, like, man, I got you.
And my girl dropped, they did drop one. So I have to get it to him. I never heard it, but I heard about it.
Oh, shit, man. Maze, it feels good to have you back, but it also feels weird to be back on the podcast. It's a feeling that we haven't gotten in the last, like, four months. The last time you were on the podcast, it was, like, the middle of the summer. Now you're sitting inside because it's like 40 degrees outside. Welcome back, Maze, to the podcast, man. How you feeling,
gang,
bro?
Gang. You know, I feel amazing, bro. Honestly, I feel amazing.
You did get to talk to the podcast while you were in there. Uh-huh. You did give them a shout out. You gave the podcast a quick shout out while you was in there. You came on a little prelim episode.
I did give y'all a shout out. But nah, the real shout out belongs to my girl, my other half. She held it down. You know what I mean? Like, held it down. Like, y'all niggas know how a girl or whoever your other half is gonna hold it down when you in jail or in prison or locked up, wherever the case may be.
She it held takes a strong shit. One.
Yeah, she held that bitch down. Like, nigga.
But wait, Maze, not only did she hold it down, but there was a huge change that we never got to announce the International Aces podcast, man. Maze has officially.
Yeah, so I'm officially another dad. Well,
another dad.
But I can't say another dad. Listen, my daughter Olivia is out into the world right now. She's almost a month old.
Nah, man, big ups, man.
But with an A, you gotta get it right with an A.
It is with an A. That was a big debate too. Was what the baby's name was gonna be. But no, before we go any further, man, Maze, I want to congratulate you on what I consider becoming a father again. I don't know. There may be a disagreement somewhere in between, but I feel like every time you have another kid, you do become a father again, just for the simple fact that you go through emotions and you just become a dad again to a new kid. You know, you never met the kid never met you, and now you're becoming a father again, bro. So big ups to you, man. Congratulations to you. Not only congratulations to you, but congratulations to Madeline. And a big shout out to Ava, man. Ava has officially became a big sister now. She took on a big role. That might be something different, something she's not used to. The first like 11, 12 years of her life, she was like solo dolo. And now she has to share the love. So that might be a different type of feeling. But big shout out to Ava. And you know, just shout out to everybody, man. Maze, you did it, bro.
We're gonna get Ava on the podcast. Ava talking about her feelings of when it comes to different like shows and
point of views is like kids too, just like the youth point of view of like, and then especially with her like becoming a big sister.
Yeah, and bro, you're downplaying a lot of stuff, and I just want to like, yo, let's give a big shout out to you. I mean, you've been holding this shit down. You've been reaching out to my girl when I was locked up. I couldn't do shit. You've been doing the most that you can possibly fucking do, bro. So I want to give a big shout out to you, nigga. Like, hey, come man, on, like, that's look, gang shit right
I
there.
Was,
yeah?
I was trying to decipher if the aliens had actually got you this time or if you were in fucking trouble. So it was scary at first, but luckily, Madeline reached out to me immediately. She reached out immediately and let me know what was going on in the situation, and we kind of kept up through there. But damn, yeah. Bro, you finally made it back here, man. I feel like everybody has missed you, Maze. It's been like this empty piece of a puzzle that we've been missing for a long time, and you officially came back in this month, man.
Niggas ain't been missing me. Fuck all
you were like
that.
You were like the corner piece of the puzzle, though. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. You can still took the Picasso picture with it.
Yeah, hey, yo, you gotta think about it. Without the corner piece, you never finish the fucking puzzle, bro.
I mean, technically, you could have glued it on, and nobody would have noticed if the little glass was, you know, small enough.
Nah, but no, big shout out to you, bro. Like, you've been holding this shit down. On some no funny shit, you've been doing the shit. You're
100%, bro. Yeah,
you. Like, my girl, like, she been doing all the shit. Like, at the end of the day, I'm just very thankful, for all the support, the support system I had. I didn't have it from my family, so I had it from you guys, which is
cool. I do want to say one thing, though. I do want to take a moment.
Go ahead. Well, real quick. Not for nothing, you guys are my family, so I'm...
100%.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, it is what it is, but... Yo, gang.
I do want to take this one moment to brag. So I know that his girlfriend, they did a virtual baby shower. I was the champion of all the games. Nobody could guess anything. I was the one that was doing it, and I was washing clothes that day of the baby shower. I just want to say that I was the champion here. My name was called more than anybody else's. So big shout out to me. Shout out to me.
Honey.
But, it was a lot of fun. That was dope doing a virtual baby shower. It just shows you like the way that the social media and like the world is moving into like this more like technology world and stuff. But I did win prizes. I'm not going to say what the prizes was because it's none of y'all's business. But I was the champion, man. I took the crown home. So shout out to Madeline again, man. And congratulations to both of y'all, man, on baby. And
Y'all are stuck now.
There's no escaping now.
I don't know, nigga. You got her mad real quick. She said something. She about to say some shit.
Yeah, they wasn't guessing movies. It was like a whole bunch of different games on there, and I was killing it. And they always call me Simulac Breath and all this stuff. Sorry that Dolly Parton wasn't the answer to a question.
No. I think she still want to say some shit.
He might have been, you know, the young and Simulac Breath that he is, being tech savvy. Google answers and things. but at the end of the day, the real point is that he showed up. He was your one and only person that showed up, and I still appreciate you. Even though 100%. You really whooped everybody. Come on now. Yeah.
No, it was dope. And honestly, Madeline, before you jump off, I do want to say I was highly impressed, and I was kind of disappointed at the same time. I was impressed by the technology systems that y'all had going to do a virtual baby shower. I was just disappointed that I wasn't invited to be like part of the technology shit, because I didn't expect the elderly to pick onto that so easily, so you know. But it was dope. It was a cool experience doing a virtual baby shower. That's what I was saying too. It just shows you like how much technology is moving these days, and like the difference of like how it was.
Excuse me, first when, of all, I found that site. Okay, that's one. So us elderly, all right, and then two, Similac. I forgot where I was going with it.
There's no other point. Listen, the only thing was I was proud. I was proud of all parties. Whatever.
Yo, guys, thank you guys. Give a big shout out. Give a big up. Claps. All the standing ovation for both of them. You know what I mean? Madeline, my girl, like my one and only, and then there's Noah. So
don't go so so low.
He's
on
my best friend. I can't really fucking. I can't even count him out. So give a big shout out for everyone. You know what I mean? Game shit.
Hell yeah. That's dope though, man. So yeah, another congratulations to both of y'all, and just big us, man. Like I said, y'all are stuck for the next 18 years, so there's no getting out of that shit, buddy.
Fuck you, bitch.
But anyways, my behalf of my neck of the woods, things have changed. A lot of differences have been made, and just like personal shit in my life and everything. For people that know me personally, they might know But me and, you know, I have two kids of my own, and me and the kids' mom, we separated after 6 years of being together. So that's been a big adjustment for me. That's just been a big, like, change for me. I don't know. I think the biggest change was just learning how to live on my own, because I've always lived, like, with somebody else. Like, my mom has 7 kids, plus me and her. So it was like, it was a huge household all the time. And I've always, like, lived with somebody, like, whether it was my family, her, or whatever.
Yeah, so how does it feel living on your own now?
Well, I'm going to just say this. It's amazing that the apartment hasn't caught on fire. I burnt, like, things every week here. And also, this is the key to living with other people. When you live with other people, you know what I'm saying? You're laying there in bed, you hear a thump, somebody's getting a snack. Somebody's downstairs, somebody's eating. When you're living in a household all alone, you can't blame that noise on nobody else except for what's inside of that apartment. And that has to be the scariest and the most hardest shit to get adjusted to, is learning to ignore the noises. So I have like 3 TVs going while I'm asleep. I have headphones in and AirPods in at the same time. So I try to block it all out. I'm scared, bro. I'm a scary ass dude. So it's been hard getting adjusted to that shit. But I do have to say, though, I feel like... you know, I feel like since the change has been made, I feel like I've been at, like, one of the happiest places that I've been in my life, and not any shade or guilt towards, you know, towards any other parties or nothing. I just feel like I'm at a happy spot. And I think that, you know, separation is best sometimes in a certain situation. So not to knock any other parties, I appreciate, you know, the learning experience and the lifestyle that, you know, that happened. And I think it's just time, you know, everybody has to move on eventually. You grow apart. All things don't last forever. So that was one of the hardest things that I had to learn. And I feel like I'm still kind of learning that, but I'm adjusting to it. But I'm at a happy place right now. So it is what it is. I'm out of the closet, though. Wait, pause. No Diddy shit. I'm out of the closet.
Wait, no, you can't. It's too late for that. You can't say no Diddy shit after you saying that shit.
I'm out of the closet as far as, like, podcasting studio, live streaming studio and shit. I have a 2-bedroom apartment now, so I'm not stuck in that den closet anymore. I'm not sweating to death when we're recording a podcast. I actually have a whole room designated for streaming and podcasts and stuff like that. So I'm excited, man. This motherfucker decided to get locked up when I got when I hit the come up. So it took a minute for me to get back in the mold, and, you know, just surrounding yourself around different energies and just being around certain people that make you feel like you. So I think that was one of the things that I feel like now I'm getting back into that rhythm, and just being a happy person. So that's kind of the update with me. I'm happy.
Listen, that's what's up, bro. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of who you're becoming, as far as handling shit on your own. You don't feel like you need to be with, I mean, so I get it. I understand.
I need a personal assistant. I've been late on every bill. My lights almost got cut off. My Wi-Fi's gotten cut off 2 times.
Will left a long time ago. We keep talking about this, bro.
I need a personal assistant. By the way, anybody listening to the podcast right now, if you guys know how to be an assistant, all I need is the bills to be paid. I have the money, you pay the bills. Hey, that's all I need. It's been really bad. I get disconnection notices like every other week. So, but hey, there's still lights and gas in the apartment, so everything else is good. But yo, speaking of which, Maze, you got out just in time for the holiday season. It is officially Thanksgiving week. I think by the time this podcast episode drops, it's Thanksgiving Day. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there,
the international podcast
family.
I don't care for much for Thanksgiving, but whatever you guys do. Happy Turkey Day.
Bro, you gotta be thankful for something, bro. You can't be a fucking grinch for everything. You already don't celebrate your birthday.
Nigga, I don't stop. You guys was one. Right, y'all remember last year, right? I didn't care much for my birthday, but what happened?
No, fucking don't want to celebrate no holidays.
Yeah, my girl and him wanted to celebrate my birthday. I'm like, fuck that shit. All right, I don't give a fuck about my birthday, just like I don't care about Thanksgiving. But because I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but I want you guys looking in the history of Thanksgiving. Really look. You know what I mean?
What is the history of Thanksgiving?
Me personally, I just don't feel like it's something that we should be celebrating about. I mean, in the Native Americans, Indians, they know what I'm talking about.
They, yeah, so, I guess it's
I gotta do that. Yeah, dang. It's just something as you get older. I mean, because they're not gonna teach it in school. Because I mean, if I remember correctly, Christopher Columbus still discovered America, right? So.
I still kind of feel like the Christopher Columbus situation was more of like a bully situation, though. I don't know if he was first person to step foot on America. But
in school, when I was in school, I don't know. When I was in school, niggas used to say Christopher Columbus discovered America. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know much about the history of that. How does that relate to like turkeys and like Thanksgiving though? Is it because of like the shields and shit that they wear on their heads? I don't know what it's called.
It gets very dark, bro.
Oh shit. Wait,
that's why I said it, everyone look it up. It gets very dark. Do your own research. I mean, it gets very dark, like dark. Anyway, that's why I don't do Thanksgiving like that. Me and my girl, we're about to do a whole new tradition. Where it's not making turkey and all this other stuff. We're about to celebrate our shit. Like, I mean,
New tradition though? Because like the typical tradition is like big like food gathering for like the family and stuff. Of course, like turkey, ham, and all of that shit. So what would be the new tradition?
Our new shit. We spoke on it yesterday and. She was here, she would tell you, we're gonna find a nice restaurant or whatever the case may be and just go and have whatever the fuck that is special on their menu, you know what I mean?
Like even if it's regular food or whatever?
Yeah, even if it could be lasagna, it could be fucking
You said lasagna, bitch, I know what you want for Thanksgiving today.
it could be pizza, it could be anything. As long as it's different, you know what I mean? I mentioned the other two just off the one, like, all right, whatever, but it, as long as it's different, you know what I mean? We're starting a tradition, like we're starting something new,
right?
You know what I mean? We're not trying to get into that whole concept, this is what you gotta do for Thanksgiving. No, we're gonna try something new and do it like that, you know what I mean? So when Ava like gets older, so she'll be like, oh, I don't got to do this. I can do this. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, I like that idea, though. I think that's a good concept, too, because it's like with the newer generations, like I said earlier, too, within generations, like a lot of shit's changing. A lot of things are changing. And like us growing up versus like today's generation growing up, it's like two big, huge different things, because like I feel like. For me personally, growing up, it was just more of like the traditional Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas, the same holiday traditions that are like the stereotypical, you know, turkey and ham and, you know, stuffing and all of that shit on Thanksgiving. But I think that the generational curse into like breaking up into doing your own traditional shit and just starting a new wave of like, this is how we celebrate Thanksgiving with the same concept behind it. But it's just a different tradition to it. It's like you don't necessarily have to celebrate it in this way. That's just the traditional way. I'm like a history textbook from like the 1980s celebrated it. Exactly. But I do still believe that Thanksgiving is a time for thanks and, you know, just a time to be thankful for a lot of shit, man. Just whatever you're thankful for. I think it's worth highlighting one of the traditions that I started, you know, with my family, my mom and all of them was just like, once we fix our plates for Thanksgiving Day, we all sit at the table and we kind of give what we're thankful for. And we just go around in a circle doing that shit. And I think personally, me, why not start it on the podcast today? It's Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving again. Me personally, I'm thankful for having kids, you know, just being able to be a father. Not everybody's blessed with that ability to be a dad. And I don't know. I'm thankful for my family. I always get emotional on Thanksgiving when we do the circle around the table, because it's like the stereotype of like, okay, I'm thankful. this, thank that. But it's true meaning behind it though. It's like with my mom, like she always, like we always celebrated the traditional way of Thanksgiving, and we always went to the parade early in the morning. We had our pigs in a blanket. You know what I'm saying? It's like fucking 40 degrees outside. We're wrapped around in blankets and shit. But those are the things that stick with you for a lifetime. Like I'll never forget those moments and like memories and shit with my family growing up. So. By the way, bitch, you almost cut me off. That was a little close. Remember the 2 second rule. Pause.
I wasn't even thinking about cutting you off. I would never cut you off.
But no, so yeah, man, I'm just thankful for being able to be a father and being there for my kids and just having my family support behind me too, my sister, brothers, and everything. So that's what I'm thankful for today, man. It's a day of thanks.
And all right, well, cool. So I mean, so I guess this is that segment where I do my day of thanks. All right.
I'm thankful for Maze too.
God damn it. Listen, guys, I'm about to kill.
Friends.
he may not make it to the next episode.
Well, it wouldn't be a mystery then. You would just be going solo episodes.
Yeah, if Lil Drake can do it, I could do it. You know what I mean? So, I just want to say thanks, obviously, first and foremost, my girl, Madeline. She's been nothing short of amazing. She's done things that most individuals probably were like, fuck it, I ain't doing, but she did it. You know what I mean? Because she believed in a relationship that other people outside of our relationship gave up on, but she never gave up on.
Signed out a long time ago.
Yeah, fact. So, no, I want to give thanks to her. And then she brought another little me into this world. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I thank her for that. I love her for that. Like another little me. Like we didn't think we was gonna get one. Another one. You know what I mean? Another one. Like DJ Khaled.
Khaled. All right. Yeah, it's supposed to be a serious moment.
Oh, sorry, mom. But anyway, we didn't think we was gonna get that, but we did. She held it down. I mean, God knows I got locked up. It's an unfortunate situation, but she held this shit down whether I was there or not. She did her shit. She did what she was supposed to do as a mother, a strong individual black mother. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So I give my thumbs up to her. I give everything up to everyone that is in the same situation or like it's hard out here. You know what I mean? I give my thanks to all the individuals, like mothers, dads, like that are in that situation where you feel like you cannot take it much further, but you did. Right. You know what I mean? Because that little one that's right there in front of you, like, I mean, that I'm lost for words. This first time I'm at a loss for words, basically. So
it's an irreplaceable feeling, though, bro. So it's one of those things where it's just like nothing can top, like just like, you know, having an individual that you respect that brought another life of yours and theirs within, like a mutual life together on this earth, bro. And only women can do this. So I think that's why women always get a lot of respect, you know, from the world, just because like, they have that capability and that woman power to, you know, carry a kid for 9 months in the stomach and then produce another life on this earth, bro. Like, literally, that's the only way the economy continues. Like,
exactly. We can't even fathom that. I mean, think about it. Like we're like, nah, fuck, we can't.
I'm not pushing the baby out my dick.
But she threatened me. She's been threatening me since I've been back. Like, she don't get the there's a simulator.
No. Yeah, I want you to do that. You have to do that and make a TikTok video out of it.
That's she.
They put. I think it's like four like of those. What is the fuck, I can't think of it. They put those things on your stomach and then they like they can up it to a certain level. Yeah. Like,
nigga, if you out, if you're gonna help her pay for it, yeah, nigga, it's expensive. You're gonna help her pay for it, then she'll get it. And I got
I know, because I've been wanting to try it too. So maybe next time I go to New York, we might have to just do it one time for the one time, bro.
we both be on that shit and she gonna be controlling it. Nah, nigga, we won't even make it at the fucking house.
The next episode we do on the podcast after that, we're just gonna be praising women. We're just gonna be like, this is a women's only episode.
Yeah.
We give all the thanks to women for carrying babies. Like, we can never do that shit.
It'd be different. It'd be different. So yeah,
nah, but it's
cool, but big up to everyone, all the women out there, and even men out there doing their thing by themselves, with bringing up another little one. I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta do what you gotta do here. So
100%, bro. And it takes a lot for a dad to be a dad. It takes a lot for a father to be a father, bro. So
yeah,
for all of the men out there that are doing that shit, y'all hear baby Olivia in the background right now. She fussing and shit. So it takes a lot to be there, like, man. But just
she's like, this is my podcast. I'm like,
motherfucker, me in this. Like, imagine you bring her on her, she's just.
Yeah, right. Oh shit.
Nah, but that's dope, man. So yeah, man, just make sure today, man, when y'all go out and celebrate Thanksgiving, give thanks and just be grateful for something. I've always preached on the podcast too, and one of the segments we've always done is just a mental health check and just making sure that you know, how do you feel today? How, you know, do you feel okay? You know, it's a mental check-in. It's just like a stop for a second, stop throughout the day. Just ask yourself, or just take a minute for yourself, and just, you know, ask yourself, how do you feel and shit?
Yeah, and even if you don't feel okay, that's when you're supposed to be letting everyone know that you don't feel okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're not supposed to just let the shit go on the wayside. Like, you supposed to, if you're not feeling okay, let someone know. And then that person can help you through your ordeal or whatever the case may be, but that person knows that you're not feeling okay. I mean, we don't want you to feel okay. You need to reach out so therefore you can get some help.
I think the bottom line of all of that shit in a nutshell is just that it's okay to not feel okay, but be okay at the end of the day. Oh, I just ate on that bar, though. Hold on. It's okay to not be okay. Wait, I said it's okay to fuck it. Well, I'll replay this shit and I'm editing this out. But yeah, so happy holiday season, man. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Y'all go out, give thanks, and be great today. It's been so much shit that's happened while you've been gone, Maze. It's like I don't even know where to start or begin with the conversation, because it's like, bro, you've been gone since midsummer, bro. It's like, god damn, it's like kind of teleporting, bro. It's like, are you like the closest thing to an alien as far as like teleporting, bro? Even though they still don't exist.
You don't know aliens exist, and you don't know the half of it, bro. I got mad stories I can tell. Listen. You nigga. I've been locked up for 4 months, but I got mad stories to tell about aliens, mad supernatural shit. Just supernatural shit, yeah? So, yeah,
that's what I was telling you earlier, too. But I was like, there's no way you've been gone for 4 months and you haven't brainstormed, like, some crazy fucking shit. Like,
so, I want you guys to check this out in the near future. Me and my girl, we actually been, we actually started a book, because we've been going back and forth, like, with messages and stuff like that. We're like, and it was like some crazy shit, like, I'm the secret agent, she's not, and then it's mad stuff. We just hit each other up and it gets lit, bro. It's like a fucking movie. Gang shit,
like on some mafia type shit, like,
yeah, no, it's a movie, bro. Like, I swear to god, like, one of the most recent episodes of the movie, because every single time we hit each other up is an episode, right? So a few episodes back, I died, right? So
that shouldn't have been that funny.
But fun fact, I didn't die. Gang shit. So, you have to look at it's mad shit involved. But I love the fact we've been doing that Listen, we are going, like I said before, we're going up from here, so.
Nah, that's dope as hell, though. So y'all just had, like, back and forth text, but then somehow it can, like, create some type of book?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Exactly, yep.
Yo, that should be dope as hell. When do we look for that to be published? 2020, 30?
Nah, actually, we're not, we can actually, if we put our minds together and stuff like that, we could be done by the summer of this year.
Yo. Oh, hey, so y'all keep an eye out for that shit then, man. That'll be dope as hell. How many times do you die in the book, by the way?
I only died once. And let me tell you something. I want you guys, the listeners, to hear this shit, right?
All right. Give it to us. Pause.
Okay. This is going to be me talk. I'm talking right now, all right? And then she's going to be like, all right? So I'm like, right. I'm fine. I'm okay. And then she says, are you okay? What do you need me to do? And then me saying, I don't need you to do anything.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that's true. She's like, it's fine. Okay, we need to get help. No, honey, stop.
Hmm.
She's like, what? What was wrong? I'm like, you see that body over there? That's the second time I killed them.
Damn.
Right.
I was concentrated. I'm focused. I'm locked in right now. I'm like, damn, what's the next part of that motherfucker?
Right.
Wait, can you give us a little more insight on it? We just want to hear a little more of the story, bro.
As I have an identical twin brother, and that's him. So,
Can you reenact like maybe two or three more lines? I just feel like the podcast.
She needs to come up with some shit, and I'll come up with some shit. Like we've been going back and forth with it, and it's lit. I mean, like to the point where it's like, oh my god, he's gonna be alive, or you know what I mean, or oh my god, like what am I gonna do next? Really,
you're not gonna be alive because you've died already once in the story.
It was to the point where I drove her to the point where it's like, is he really dead? Like you know what I mean. She's been doing it. You know what I mean? Like, just handling shit. Like, I appreciate her for. So
I don't know if I look forward to the published book or if maybe we should look into a cycle work for both of y'all. Like, I don't know what direction that might take.
Yo, listen, I'm letting you know right now. This book is gonna make millions, yeah.
Hey, y'all don't forget me, man.
No, never. I'll be in the background. Think of me, the person that didn't believe, like, you know what I mean?
I always believe, man. I always believe in that. All right. Oh, man, we got the biggest fight of the century during the time that you were gone. I know that you looked at it because it was the first ever live sporting event that was displayed on Netflix.
We're going to talk about it. You know what I mean? It's been a minute, but let's talk about Maze. Let's talk about it.
Nope. I didn't like that. Cut. Right. Nope. I, that was actually terrible. Try it again.
All right. Yo. You ready?
My bad. Go ahead.
Yo. You know what it is right now? This is Maze. Let's talk about it. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking about right now. We had the Tyson, and then we had, what was it? Who was that nigga? Jake Paul.
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. We had the fight of the century, so they say.
Fight of the century, nigga. I saw an old guy fighting a young guy. That's all I said.
Literally. It was a wild thing to even see when they first announced it back in April. It was one of those things like, it was one of those things where it was like, is it really gonna happen? Like, do we ever get to see this shit happen?
Yeah, and not for nothing, like, cause Madison herself. Are we really watching a person? Do we really want someone to win or lose? Like, I mean, because You gotta think about it. With Mike Tyson, we want him to win, but how old is this nigga? 58?
Right.
Right? He's 58. He's Mike Tyson. But then you have J. Cole, who's half age of him. Like, he's 20 young. And I mean, listen, I watched the fight. I honestly just give it up to Mike Tyson, honestly, for just eating something in the ring. And at the end of the day, like, he had, first of all, good
rounds. I think the first couple rounds were really good, but my perspective of it was that no matter which way that fight went, Jake Paul took a loss. It was like, it was one of two options. Yeah. Jake Paul gets in the ring with him. He knocks him out. Jake Paul's a bitch ass nigga for knocking out an old man. Well, Jake Paul gets into the ring with him. He gets knocked out by Mike Tyson. He's a pussy for not being able to fight an old man. So I feel like for Jake Paul, it was a lose-lose situation. Financially wise, I mean, they were doing pretty fucking good. I think there was $40 million payout.
I think Mike Tyson got 20 mil, and he got 40. He got 40.
Yeah, so... And he got the 40 mil because there was a MVP Promotions was actually Jake Paul's brand that promoted the entire fight. So that's how he ended up with the bigger payout. But at the end of the day, I don't know, bro. They made it a actual fight. It should have just been an exhibition fight because they fought it like an exhibition fight. Nobody was going 100% in the ring. And it was just one of those things where it was just like another thing to watch. Honestly, fucking Friday night, bro.
I feel like Mike Tyson was going 100%.
I think he might have been too. That was the scary part too.
Yeah, you see his legs like it looked like this nigga about to give out. And mind you, I'm not throwing no shade towards Mike Tyson because I'm pretty sure. I'm 1,000% sure. If I seen this nigga in a dark alley, he do want to square up on me. I would not want to take that shit. I would get that L every single time. Fuck it, like, man, you got it, bro.
But that's like, the thing too. Like, for Mike Tyson, I can't even be mad at him for taking the fight because it's like at the age of 58 for you to accept the fight and make 20 mil off of that. Like, if you weren't set for retirement then, you are now. So it's like, can you really blame me for taking that fight?
I'm not gonna hold you. That pissed Madeline off, right?
That he took the fight?
No. The fact that I heard, well, who was that female announcer? It was some female announcer that was on that shit that she was like going in.
She was. I don't remember her name because she's not like a main.
I think her name was Rosie Perez. She was going. she knows. She heard him back.
She voted for Trump, and now what?
She said, "Fuck those Ricans that voted for Trump." Now what? But anyway, she was going in right on Mike Tyson. Like, bitch, you don't understand that this nigga is 58 years old. Like, the fuck, the nigga that he's fighting is half his age, bro. Why the fuck are you still on there on this nigga's dick, bro? Like,
that was the thing, bro. It was eight rounds, 2 minutes each, and like Mike Tyson would be fed to buy as many pigeons as he wanted to. Like,
exactly, and the nigga still lasted 8 rounds, bitch. Why? Shut the fuck up.
He lasted the whole 8 rounds, bro. Yeah, and now he can buy unlimited pigeons. He can do whatever he wants to in his backyard and shit. I supported the fight, bro. It was one of those things where it's like, when do we get a good fight? You can get good fights through the UFC. You can get good fights through boxing. Occasionally you can get a good fight through a regular MMA card, but you don't get them that often. So you always look forward to the big fights that happen two or three times throughout the year. And I think that was one of the bigger fights that happened to us probably within the last decade, just to see Mike Tyson come back out and fight. For me personally, I was excited for the fight initially just for the simple fact that I got to see Mike Tyson fight. I was like, bro, I've never got to experience that throughout my childhood.
That was fire. Yeah.
Just to experience that shit was like...
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. When was the last time you saw Mike Tyson fight except for when you put that nigga zero up and he was suspended? Like, I mean, when's the last time?
I had to go back and watch highlights of that shit, bro.
Yeah, like, niggas is still watching that shit, but when's the last time you really saw a legit Mike Tyson fight? You haven't. And that's why this that fight is honestly, it's a little down in history books. But it's definitely going not, down. But people's not gonna remember as oh, Mike Tyson lost. No, that nigga went out and showed out. You know what I mean? He 58. He showed out, and we have to give it to him. We gotta give him his flowers. Like, come on, bro.
100%, bro. He definitely put the pedestal high as fuck for all the boxers that are. Think about it. If you was boxing in Mike Tyson's time, and you see him go out and do some shit like that, I would personally feel like I gotta jump back out there in the ring and do something now, because I feel like I feel stupid as hell just sitting down on the couch watching some shit. If he can do it, you can still do it. I think the dude he bit his ear, what was his name? Holloway?
Who?
Or some shit like that. Whoever that ear he bit.
It was fuck.
Ask her. What was the name so we can sound like we know some shit?
Honey. Who was the ear Mike Tyson bit before? Do you know who bit who Mike Tyson ear? I mean, what?
He bit Evander
Holyfield.
Holyfield, yeah. So it was like for Holyfield. I even saw something after that fight that Holyfield actually called Mike Tyson out. He was like, bro, our friendship is more important than like us getting back in the ring and shit. But I feel like that was the temptation that it had once they saw Mike Tyson get out there lasting the entire 8 rounds of 2 minutes each. It was one of those like peer pressure things to where it was like, well, shit, if he's still doing it, I can still get out there and doing it. It's like, relax, bro. Mike Tyson's different. So it was dope to see him get back out there in the ring and shit, though, bro. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed to see Mike Tyson fight. I didn't enjoy the fight in itself just because I feel like it wasn't 100%. I was looking for a knockout.
Like me and my girl, we watched it. It was entertaining at first. Like you said, it was just more like it's more so like, yeah, we got an old.
Does he want to be the man that whooped an old man?
Or it's like a lose-lose,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, and me and her spoken.
It's like you can be the one that whooped an old man's ass, or you can be the one that got whooped by an old man's ass. Either way, you take the L. Only in a financial standpoint that you take like a W.
Exactly. So it's like I could care less. I honestly could care less. We all because
I do want to say.
Think about it. We all the whole world wanted Mike Tyson to win. Period.
We did 100%, bro. But we all knew that Mike Tyson wasn't gonna win.
Deep down knew that
was not happening.
Dang.
But I do want to say fuck Netflix. Netflix, you have the worst live sporting event platform that could ever exist. That was the worst stream fight in history of boxing of any sporting event.
It broke numbers though.
No, it broke numbers, but it also broke into the stream because they could not keep the live stream up for more than 4 or 5 minutes at a time, with the exception of when the main card started. That was the worst sporting event I've ever watched on a live stream platform. So Netflix, fuck you. If we ever get a Netflix deal in the future, I don't want it. Throw that shit. Spit on that shit.
Okay, you can't.
He said, I still want one. He said, wait, I'm publishing a book. Give me the Netflix deal.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you can't be the only one saying that. It's a partnership. So,
fuck Netflix because that was
Netflix,
terrible.
Netflix, he can be mad, all right? He can be mad. It's all good. I still, we were good.
It was terrible though. The stream was buffering like every 2 minutes. You would get like a clear part of the stream, and then it would go into like Roblox pixels, and then it would just freeze buffer at 99%. So Netflix, fuck you, suck it, sit on it, and that's that. Jake Paul won, by the way.
Wow. No, he didn't. God damn.
Jake Paul did win. While Jake Paul was winning the fight though, there was two different things that happened. We got a legend and we lost a legend. Young Thug officially beat the case and did the race and he got out of that shit, but we did lose Lil Durk. And I feel like it's crazy, Maze, because we've had a few songs on the end of our podcast that we always play and it's been Lil Durk. But we've never played a Young Thug song. So who are we really rooting for in the criminal cases of the rap industry? He said, I don't give a fuck.
Honestly.
All right,
honestly, This era is different. I mean, you guys are glorifying Tekashi 6ix9ine for snitching and shit like that, but you know what right. I mean? And then you got niggas like, wow, what do you know, Lil Durk going in. Man, fuck y'all niggas, bro.
Yeah, hopefully we don't lose Durk, man. Forever.
Yeah, gang shit. NBA YoungBoy, his whole case, he's getting out soon though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to get off. You know what I mean, so it's just
the bottom line. Give up the rap shit. Stay in the books or find a different trait, because rapping is gonna lead to racketeering, life in prison, and it's both the same difference. So that's what that is.
Wait, and you see what the fuck's happening to Diddy? I was gone for 4 months, right? My girl, she was like, Diddy's doing this, Diddy's this, that. I was like, really?
And then all of a sudden, Diddy went down. They caught him in like a New York lobby of a hotel room or some shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they caught him in a hotel lobby in New York, but it was like the feds were waiting on him. Like they had already had a target that he was there and shit. So they literally just waited on him to walk through the door, and they got him, and the rest was history, man.
Oh, really?
I won't be home for the holidays.
Please don't sing again.
Yep, you're right.
Yep. listen, this is international AC. You already know.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's not.
See,
so what this is?
This is NOAH National Aces Podcast, man. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. No, I'm playing.
See, it didn't even sound fucking right.
It's been a pleasure having you back on the podcast, man. I can't wait for us to get our future episodes out and for us to just put some more collabs and everything out in the future.
If you haven't been checking in, because I know you have been checking in, because we haven't been here, we're gonna be more consistent. I got this mad more stuff in the works. Just check us. Yeah, just follow us and check us. Yeah.
Don't forget, it's Thanksgiving Day, man. Continue to give thanks. Continue to be thankful and grateful for whatever situation you have going in life. Always take something positive out of any situation, no matter how bad or good it is. But yeah, man, it's International Aces Podcast. We appreciate y'all for joining us back in the debut episode of Maze, being back on the podcast, Congratulations again to Maze, Madeline, and Ava on the new baby, and wish y'all the best on that shit. In the future, man, y'all just look out for the episodes. Maze, I believe you said we were dropping twice a week again.
Yeah, we're dropping twice a week again. I mean, because y'all know how we was when we was wasn't. You know what I mean? See that right?
Yeah, how we was when we was wasn't.
Y'all know what it was like when we was on our shit. So we're about to be on a shit again. I don't know what else to say, except for the fact that this is international aces, baby. Like, that's all it is. Yeah.
Something like that, man. Y'all know y'all can catch us on all the social media platforms. Maze has something to say, so we'll pause for a second.
I got shit to say. I'm just letting you guys know. I'm just letting you guys know what the song is then. You know what I mean? Because we don't get no copyright edits or whatever the fuck that shit's called.
Anyways,
it's your Boozy bar song. Let's go.
Pull me up with double shot of whiskey. Hey, now, make sure y'all go follow us, man. Make sure y'all follow us on social media platforms. Y'all can catch us online, internationalacespod.com. Y'all can also catch me live on TikTok. NOAH B624.
I don't know my TikTok. Anyways, you can follow me on that later.
On TikTok. Make sure y'all go follow him with the number one. And happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back in this bitch next week, man. Peace. We out.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't
can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I'm gonna start before we kick we out the bar.